Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Beautiful Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Tomorrow is election day. And look, it's the runoff election. And I know for many of you, it's not an exciting election. But quite often, local politicians have a much bigger impact on our lives than national politicians or statewide politicians. The people who are part of the legislative branch of government, locally, statewide, and nationally, they make the laws that impact our lives. They really have an impact on our lives, much more so than the president. Even though we get all excited about voting for a president, my life hasn't really changed in any kind of negative way because of the president. And a lot of people, their lives have not changed positive or negative because of the presidential election. My point is that in these local elections, it's really important to vote. And there are amendments that could impact your property, could impact your life, the life of you and your family, could impact your monthly budget. So, you know, make plans to vote tomorrow. You're going to make plans to watch the LSU game at 11:45. Make plans to vote. And the polls are open, I don't know, I think 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You've got plenty of time to vote. So if you make time to do other things, just make time to vote. And if you're not familiar with the amendments on the ballot, just read them. You can find them. We've got some information on our website, WWL.com, or you can just read them at the voting polling location. They're going to be posted there. You can just read them and go over them before you get in the booth. But, you know, it's so important to vote. And, you know, if you love to complain, you really should vote if you want to complain. If you don't vote, what is your real right to complain? I mean, you still have that right legally to complain if you don't vote. But if you vote, you just have more credibility when it comes to complaining. If you don't vote, it's like you're apathetic. I mean, so what? You're just going to call and complain about something? You don't like what's going on? Well, if you're a non-voter, it sounds to me like you don't have a lot of credibility and you really don't care. All right. We do a lot of things on our show. And this show is different from every other show, and I'm proud of that. We also are very different on Fridays. There is a possibility that you're going to hear something on our show this hour that could change your life. And I'm really pleased to have this very special guest, Dr. Zeb Talley III, a national speaker and clarity coach. And we'll find out more about that. But he's on a self-awareness tour. And I think we've reached a point where we all are more sensitive to the concept of self-awareness. Now, I know that I have demons that haunt me, that I fight every day. There are things that I try to pay attention to in terms of defining myself. I get a lot of criticism, the way I look, the way I dress, the way I act, the things that I talk about. And I have to take all that in and deal with it. And I do. But maybe you have difficulty dealing with some of the things that happen in your life. And if you're a young person, you might have difficulty as you start to mature and work your way through life. You might have difficulty dealing with things. So this is a self-awareness tour. It's going to be at the Ambiance Event Hall. This is going to be tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And this is at 1492 Sear Street. I think I pronounced that correctly. And it's only $20. And I want to introduce Dr. Zeb right now. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Scoot, it's an honor to be here. I mean that sincerely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, look, I'm fascinated, and I hope the audience gets as much out of this as I think I'm going to get out of this.
Yes.
Because I am constantly fascinated with the idea of self-awareness. I am very much a believer in the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. I'm very much a believer in you define yourself, and what you really believe about yourself is what you project and manifest in the world.
Yes.
So tell me about the self-awareness tour. Let's start with that, and then we're going to get into some specifics. First of all, what is a clarity coach?
Sure. So I help individuals now in 47 countries try to figure out life alignment. People ask Scoot a lot, why self-awareness? Why did you call the tour self-awareness? Well, it's self-awareness I define as honesty about who you are, where you are, and what you're doing.
What about the people who don't want to be honest with themselves?
Then they're going to struggle. I listened to your monologue, and it was powerful. We all get criticism for takes and opinions and perspectives that we have. That's a part of being authentic when those takes are sincere.
I often tell people, and I believe this myself,
yes,
that we all have a voice inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else can hear that voice.
Absolutely.
But we can hear it.
Absolutely.
And that voice is telling us who we are,
yep,
and who we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody has the courage to follow that voice, because sometimes that voice tells you to do things that go against,
absolutely,
society.
Absolutely. And here we are. The very approach to my work is very antithetical to traditional counseling and therapy. I'm sitting here in warm New Orleans with a beanie on my head.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And this beanie really has a lot of symbolic significance for me in my journey. But more than that, it's a reminder of my purpose. And so everywhere I go, I wear it. And it's a reminder that authenticity is far more important than being liked and received. Well, and that's really the beginning to healing. When you can get comfortable in your skin, the rest is easy.
That speaks volumes,
yes,
to me. And again, I mean, I can talk about this from my perspective.
Sure.
But it's really a microcosm for the entire audience.
And yes,
in different ways, I am openly criticized and bashed for my opinions and for my appearance. There are a lot of people who think I'm gay. If I were gay, I would be open about that and admit,
sure,
it. But
sure,
I think there are people who want to say that like it's some kind of a derogatory thing and to put me down. And I get comments on Facebook like, I didn't know that Sally Jesse Raphael was still around.
Wow.
And so,
wow,
well, some of them are really, really ugly.
I believe it.
That's not ugly. But I just kind of pass that off as, you know, you can't make everybody happy.
Mm-mm. And in the process of being who you are, you won't make everybody happy. And yeah, let's just change the measuring stick. If the way you live makes everybody happy, there's a good chance you're not being authentic.
Yeah. So, Dr. Zeb,
yes,
what is the biggest mistake that people get when it comes to analyzing themselves?
That in order to become the best version of yourself, you do have to be liked and received. The reality is most of us have functioned for most of our lives being a shell of who we are, but because everyone else is a shell of who they are, then you're in a boat filled with people that are a shell of who they are. When you make the decision, Scoot, to then step out of that and be authentic and true to whatever your purpose is, it shakes the boat. It shakes the boat. And that's what I see people struggle with. I'm 50 years old. My youngest client is 8. My oldest is 83. I'm 83 years old, and you're telling me, Doc, that now is the time for me to start thinking about living an authentic life when I've been, in essence, fake for the last 80 years.
Now, what do you tell them?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I mean, you don't ever give up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wake up every day wondering, what might happen that day, and try to discover myself every day. So when you have this tour, when you're going to be tomorrow at Ambience Event Hall here in New Orleans, the power of honesty is going to be the message. What is it like? You talk to people. Do they ask you questions?
Yes, it's about a 60-minute lecture, for lack of a better word, and then there's about a 30 to 40-minute Q&A. And in all of the cities that I've been to, the questions have been very riveting. Most folks need tissue when they come, because people do find the courage to ask hard questions because they have been softened to get to the core of why they're not living the most authentic version of their lives. And so it is a talk and Q&A, and would love to see more people in the city there. I think it's going to be great.
I want to bring this up
without
bringing politics into it. I want to use this as an example.
Let's do it.
What I notice is that a lot of people today have made politics very personal.
Mm-hmm.
They define themselves through their alignment with a political leader or with a political party.
Yes.
So are they essentially shallow to the point where they have no other definition except their political definition of themselves?
Bingo, I agree with you. And I have actually, as clients, politicians, we have this conversation. Just imagine being a politician that is a part of a party, but at your core, you don't even really believe in the party you're a part of. So when you have to look at a local politician and say, oh, you're a part of whatever party, but at your core, your values, the attitudes, beliefs, perspectives, and principles that govern the way you live, your core values don't even agree with most of the principles of your party. Why are you serving?
How many people put on an act daily?
Every day. Fake is one of my greatest words. You'll hear me use the word fake, Scoot, probably a million times today, because most people are living fake lives. When your life does not align, when what you say, what you do, and what you believe don't agree, you're not living an authentic life. That makes us fake.
But for somebody to come to the realization that they're not, they haven't been honest, they haven't been living a real life, that's going to be an empty moment.
It's a shocker. It's a shocker. Imagine a person who's been addicted to some type of hard drug all of a sudden now going through relapse, where it is more beneficial for them to live on that truth that they've lived with. But now we're saying to you, you can't use that anymore. It is a devastating process for a lot of people, and it is a very emotional process for a lot of people. But that's where the change starts, Scoot. That's where it starts.
But whether it's alcohol or drugs or something else,
absolutely,
if you reform and if you change, you might be losing a friend, a bad friend, but it's something or someone, or really something that has always been with you. Like if you're an alcoholic and you suddenly quit drinking, just the act of reaching for that bottle or sneaking the bottle, that's something that's gone from your life. It's missing, and there's going to be a degree of emptiness, right?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. There's nothing more detrimental to your healing journey than to be connected to other dysfunctional people.
Yeah.
So when a person decides to align their lives up with their real values, and that impacts a family relationship, then the core of that relationship up into that point of realization has not been authentic. So the sacrifice you make for authenticity sometimes is loss.
What does an individual need to do? What is the first step for an individual to come to the realization that they have not been honest and they're not leading an honest life that is congruent with who they are supposed to be?
Yeah, I created this system called the value system, and it's really simple. You heard me mention that values are our attitudes, beliefs, perspectives, and principles. We all have them, Scoop. You have them. They guide the way in which you do your work. They guide the reputation that you've received in this space, that I believe at your core is really true to who you are and what you believe. We all have values, attitudes, beliefs, perspectives, and principles that govern the way we live. However, most of us have never been challenged to sit down and write them down, define them, and then look at our lives and measure how our lives are living up with our values. If there is no alignment between your life and your values, then that's the first step. That exercise is going to show you where you need to start, and it's going to show you what you need to do next.
So you start with your values,
mm-hmm.
and you see how your values line up with your life or mm-hmm. don't line up
or
with
don't.
Your life.
Yes.
What's an example of a value that somebody would write down?
Honesty. It's the value I hear all the time, Scoop. I've got nearly 1,200 clients in 47 countries, and I walk clients through this, and they say, oh, my number one value is honesty. So I say, define that. What does that mean for me? Well, it means I'm going to engage in relationships and connections with people, and those connections have to be grounded in full transparency and people showing up as the best version of themselves. Great. So then you're married. Yes. Does your partner show up every single day as the most transparent and authentic version of themselves? No. They cheated on me last week. Are you still there? Yeah. So is your life lived aligned with the value of honesty? No. But I can't leave Doc. We've been together for 18 years. So you would choose to be fake and comfortable than to be aligned and uncomfortable. It's that simple.
But a lot of people might be afraid.
Yes.
Afraid
yes.
to venture off
Scoot,
into this person.
Scoot, it's hard. Scoot, healing work is hard. It's hard. And just imagine. And my Tinder days of 15, 16, a little bit easier, right? You don't have a lot of mental programming. Say what you just said to the 83-year-old client that I have, who after 83 years of life decides to take his or her life and just turn it upside down. Takes a lot of courage.
But to me, that would be exhilarating.
Yes.
It would be eye-opening.
Yes.
It would just give me a new reason
it
to live
it.
It
gives me chills to talk about it.
Yeah.
To watch an 83-year-old say, Doc, I'm on my way out of here, talking about life. But for the last years I have left, I'm going to live them authentically. Powerful. Powerful. You can't make it up.
There are people that we see in public who we perceive as being very honest people. We
sure.
don't know for sure if
sure.
they're honest.
Sure.
But could you give me an example of, say, a celebrity that you perceive as being honest?
Oh boy, Scoot, I think you're trying to get me in trouble today. No, I'm like you. I get a lot of heat on social media. An honest celebrity. Some buddies and I were having a conversation about, let's just use, what is he, number 45? Donald Trump, what's his number?
47.
47 now. He was 45-7, I believe.
Yeah.
Let's use him as an example. A lot of people don't like Donald Trump, and I won't make this a political conversation to rattle your listeners. But a lot of my buddies had a conversation with me and they said, Doc, we think Donald Trump's a pretty authentic and honest guy. So why do you say? Well, he says what he thinks and he shoots it off the hip and it's not always right and it's not always appealing and it's not always received. But he shows up in the White House as who he is. Would you call him authentic? I said, well, I would call him authentic if what he says, what he does and what he believes all agree. If what he says, what he does, and what he believes all agrees, you got to call him authentic. It's not about liking what shows up when he shows up.
Right, right.
But it's about alignment, Scoot. Yeah. It's about alignment. Yeah.
And so you would consider him to be, I mean, would you use the word a whole person if his values align with what he does and who
no,
he is?
No, a shell of himself. A shell of himself. I've never met him. I obviously haven't, but... Yeah. A shell of himself. Any of us, Scoot, that what we say, what we do, and what we believe don't agree at any given point, and we continue to attempt to function in that space, we are functioning as a shell of who we are, and that doesn't make us truly authentic. And so, whether it's Donald Trump or anybody else, when we think about people in the public eye that we perceive to be honest or authentic, the true measuring stick is really if what they say, what they do, and what they believe agrees at all times, even when it's hard. And to be honest with you, Scoot, the only person that has the answer to that question is who?
The person.
Donald Trump.
The person, yeah. We're going to continue with Dr. Zeb. Yeah. I mean, if you want to join us with a comment, if you want to send us a text, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line. We'll do some text. We'll ask the doctor some text. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. So, look, you might pick up something here today. Now, this is not a seminar. I know you, if you're in the car, you better be paying attention to what you're doing. So you might not be focusing on every word. But Dr. Zeb is going to be with his self-awareness tour. The live topic is the power of honesty. And I think we're sort of getting a sense of how important honesty is, but how easy it is to not be totally honest, because I guess we're afraid to disappoint people.
That's it. We are, Scoot. And we've got to move beyond that.
All right. Yeah. It's going to be at the Ambience Event Hall. This is tomorrow at 1492. Is it Sayre Street, I guess? Sayre Street? Okay. Sayre Street in New Orleans. And it's only $20, but it could change your life. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Zeb here in just a moment. I picked out a couple of songs that I thought fit this conversation today. And this is one that I love from John Bon Jovi. And he talks about this stuff a lot.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Lot. I love songs that talk about living your life, and John Bon Jovi's been talking about that a lot. And I love the message of being who you are. And when I hear people sing about that, I know that I'm not the only one who thinks about that on a daily basis. Many of you feel like you know me because we have been together for so many years. But maybe there's some things about me that you don't know. And this is not about me, but as somebody who is here, sitting here talking to Dr. Zeb, maybe there's something about me that you can relate to. And Dr. Zeb is going to speak to that, but I'm also going to try to broaden it to the entire audience as well. And if you want to join us with a comment, and if you have a question, I'll try to pass that on to the doctor. The Oaken Heart Jewelers text line is 504 260-1870. And Dr. Zeb is going to have his self-awareness tour at Ambiance Hall. This is the Ambiance Event Hall at 1492 Sears Street. You can get more information by going to this website, Zeb, Z-E-B, ZebTheThird.com. ZebTheThird.com. And he's on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and he's also live in our studio right now. The idea of coming to terms with the reality that you have not been honest with yourself is difficult for any human being.
Sure.
If there's a divorce, mm-hmm. if there's a breakup, if there's a loss of a job, if there's something like this that happens in your life, you really feel alone, yep. and you quite often feel like you have lost, you've lost yourself.
Mm-hmm.
These are the most difficult times, but these are the times that you would be most benefited
yes.
by understanding who you really are.
Yes, I agree. And in a lot of times, Scoot, when we make the decision to create this alignment in our lives, I compare it to death. I don't want the conversation to be gloomy, but I compare it to death. I tell people death is the great equalizer, because when you lose a loved one that you've depended on, that you've been connected to, and they're no longer there, what do we have to do? We have to figure it out. This could be a spouse. This could be someone who paid your bills. This could be someone that you, a coworker who shared responsibilities with you. It doesn't matter. When a person's gone, you have to figure out how to function without them. And in many ways, when we are choosing authenticity and trying to create this alignment in our lives, it's like losing a part of us. Part of us that we have grown comfortable with, that in many ways can create a void. But what happens when people die? You go through a period of mourning, you go through a period of sadness and a little bit of grief, but eventually you pull your bootstraps up and you figure it out.
Doctor, if I'm using this as an example,
sure.
if the mass population sees goth kids,
uh-huh.
they look at goth kids and they go, I mean, what are they doing? Why are they? They're totally offended by goth kids. But it occurs to me when I see goth kids that they're really following who they are, even though it is very anti-society.
Yeah, they are. And I remember going to college and high school with kids that we call goth kids. And at that age, you thought they were strange. Why? Because you didn't walk around looking that way. But as you become an adult and you understand the power of alignment in your life, you respect people, goth, gay, straight, whatever. You respect people who say, this is what I am. And in order to have some peace about my life on a day-to-day basis, I'm going to align every area of my life with who I am. And that alignment, believe it or not, Scoot, creates peace.
Now, that doesn't mean that somebody who's critical of goth kids needs to be a goth kid. Because
right.
if that's not in you,
exactly.
then you
then don't do it.
You're not a goth kid. But if you're somebody, again, there's that inner voice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you're hearing that inner voice but not following what that inner voice is telling you. Now, look, sometimes when it comes to job, I mean, I'm fortunate. I've been doing this for 55 years.
Wow. Wow.
And so this is my
wow.
this is my life.
Wow.
And I love what I do.
Yes,
some
sir.
Days are tough,
yes.
but I love what I do.
Yes.
Can't imagine doing anything else.
Love
so
it.
There are people, because of financial situations, they are doing something that is not really who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But you can supersede that mm-hmm. by, in your personal life, being who you really are and bringing that into the work situation.
Yeah, and you actually can bleed that into doing something that aligns with who you really are. I believe alignment and authenticity also connects with what we do for a living. I do. Scoot, I would not be here if not for the pandemic.
Why?
I have about 20 years in higher education. That's where I got my counseling start. The pandemic hits, everybody gets sent home. So I'm sitting at home and I'm home and I've got a little one. One's five, one's six. They have their schedule taped to a dining table with their little laptops. And they have a first and a second grade teacher teaching them in a world that we had never seen before. And in the process of doing that, I really committed to doing what I do now full time. I really committed to doing that. COVID was a reminder that at any given moment, all of this can be taken from us. It was. And so I continued to work in higher ed, received a couple of promotions, was working from home, but also really threw my hat into what I knew I was called to do. And the opportunity came and I've never looked back. Alignment belongs in our career as well. It does.
So even if you're in a job that you don't consider to be like your love, I mean, you're doing it because you need the money to
yes.
raise a family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So how do you bring who you are and what your inner voice is telling you, how do you bring that person into that work situation?
Sure. Keep your job. Figure out ways where your values align with the current role that you have. Because I promise you, honesty is good if you're a radio personality or if you're an accountant. Honesty counts in most places. So take those values that you have and find ways to infuse it into your workplace. But if the job role and the position itself does not have full alignment with who you are, continue to do the job, support your family, but look for ways and opportunities that create full alignment and do more work.
We were scheduled to end this conversation now. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely. I'd be
right.
honored to.
All right.
Honored
Dr. Zeb's going to continue with us.
Honored
so,
to.
Dr. Zeb Talley III, national speaker and a clarity coach. And really, it's about, he's all about trying to help everybody find out who they are. Now, he can't tell you who you are, but he can help you find out
Absolutely.
Who you are and maybe give you some understanding of how you need to manifest that image that you have of yourself. In the real world. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And here's another song about understanding who you are and living your life.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Life. As we talk about discovering who we are, as we talk about authenticity within us, this is a song from Whitney Houston that this made me cry one day. Listen to the lyrics. Dr. Zeb,
it's
how
perfect.
Many people don't love themselves?
It's perfect. It's the perfect song that describes what happens when we learn to love the purest version of who we are. That simple.
I'm going to share this story, and I'm sure others, and I'm going to share it because others can relate to this, but I was at a point in my career in the mid-80s, and this song had just come out, and I mean, I was rolling. I had a brand new black Corvette. I'm on my way to an appearance. I'm being paid to go to this appearance.
Nice.
There are going to be a lot of fans there. The top's down. It's a beautiful day in the spring. And I'm just, at this point in my life, I am kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a red light, the corner of Causeway and West Esplanade here. And I heard these lyrics. I had listened to this song many times before.
Wow.
But for some reason, I heard the lyrics that day, and I started to cry in my car when everything was so great, because I realized that as much as I thought I knew who I was, I didn't know who I was. And that was one of the things that started my search for figuring out who I was. And it's an ongoing search.
It is. It's an ongoing search, and it's a very eye-opening search, but I understand why you had that emotional reaction. When we discover that we, and here's the funny part, Scoot, when we discover that we've been winning and we haven't been the best version of ourselves, think about how much you can win. If you've been winning with the fake you,
yeah,
it should be an even greater win when you learn how to win with the real you.
And what you talk about and impress is authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has gone through mental stress or
yes.
going through it now, or just you feel like something isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of you is going in one direction
yes.
and the other part of you is going in another direction. You help bring people together as a whole.
Absolutely. We're going to get some alignment. We're going to put people in a place of alignment so that they can say, if my life is going in all different directions, I'm going to straighten it up. Easiest example, girdle. Think a girdle on a woman. Woman wears a girdle. Her body parts are everywhere. She puts that girdle on and what happens? All the things that are going everywhere straightens. That's what life alignment looks like. And you hold it there. And the longer you wear that thing, and they have these things where women and men work out in them. The longer you do that, what happens to your body? It begins to conform to the thing that has shaped it.
But you also said when you work with those things mm-hmm. with the girdle on.
Yes.
So in order to be authentic and uh-huh. honest with yourself, you have to do some work.
Yeah, you got to put the girdle on.
Yeah.
And Scoot, a lot of people don't want to put the girdle on. They like for things to just fly everywhere, or they think that walking down the street and parts are going all over the place, that is normal.
How does somebody know they're not really honest or authentic?
Self-awareness is such a challenging thing to explain to people who don't have it. I think we all have a moment at some point where there is a crossroads. That voice you mentioned finally gets our attention. I believe this, Scoot. When a person doesn't have self-awareness, you can attempt to explain it to them, but if the voice inside of them is not prepared for the change, they won't receive it. There are people that have met me in my work today that have said to me, Doc, had I met you 15 years ago or saw your content on social media 15 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to receive it. I wasn't prepared for it. I think we all go through life events and we all experience life events that bring us to that proverbial crossroad that really prepare us. And for some people, that event is divorce. Some people, it's death. Some people, it's an injury. Some people, it's an accident. Some people, it's a promotion. We could go down the list. But I do believe that for some people that don't have self-awareness, who have lived 40, 50, 60 years of their lives, 20 years of their lives in a dysfunctional place that feels normal, it takes a shattering event for them to pause and say, wait, something's not right. And what that event is, we don't know.
For the people who don't know there's something wrong, mm-hmm. those are the people who are not going to hear the message.
Yes.
You might not know what the answer is, but if you sense that there's something not right within you,
absolutely,
these are the people who can be reached and who can be helped.
I created something called the 5 areas of healing, and those areas are mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, financial. But the first 3 are critical. When a person says, I don't know what's wrong, but something doesn't feel right, there is a lack of alignment between your thoughts, mental, your emotions, how stable they are, and your spirit. It's the being in you that deals with things we can't understand. When those 3 things are on the same page, there's peace. When something's off, either your thoughts, emotions, spirit, or a combination of the three. That's when we begin to have this inner turmoil. And so it's not uncommon. People come to me all the time and say, I don't know what's wrong, doc. I'm just not satisfied with my life. Something's missing. So we start there. We start with the alignment between their thoughts, emotions, and where they are for the things they don't understand. And we create some synchronicity between that and their value system. Are your thoughts, emotions, and spirit, the way in which you carry yourself through those things you don't understand, are they in alignment with your attitudes, beliefs, perspectives, and principles? And that gets us down the road of figuring out what the problem is, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, it does. It makes sense to me because I really believe in all of this. And yes. This is something that I work on a
love
daily
it.
Basis.
Love it.
The reason the doctor is charging $20 is it's 20 years past Katrina. And there are still people dealing with the aftermath of Katrina and PTSD.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a lot of clients who battle PTSD. Not only from natural disasters, the veterans. We just celebrated Veterans Day. And it's PTSD is very challenging for people who continue to relive events, catastrophic events over and over and over every day in a lot of different manifestations. And so this city is resilient. This city has a lot of tough people. And I wanted to do something to give back to this city, but also help people understand that you can, the same way we fought back from Katrina, we can fight back from life events as well.
You know, you could have gone back to Hurricane Betsy in 1965 and charged $60.
Somebody, then they would have said, Doc, you're not helping us.
Doctor, thank you for coming in.
Man, look, my pleasure.
I hope people go to your event. I know people are going to go to your event tomorrow. It's at Ambience Event Hall, 1492 Sears Street in New Orleans, Ambience Event Hall. And you can find out more and you can follow Dr. Zeb at Zeb the Third. And it's third with a three, mm-hmm. RD, ZebTheThird.com. And he's on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Scoot, thank you for all of your work. Let me just say to you, you're a great example of what authenticity looks like. We were just talking on the segment breaks about just the challenges you have in being yourself. And so thank you for your work. 55 years of service is longer than I've been living. And I can't even imagine doing work that long. So thank you for your example.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And I'm not even there yet. I'm still working on stuff. But it's the power of honesty. That's the title of the event of the Self-Awareness Tour, a powerful, visually engaging story opportunity with Dr. Zeb and his high-energy speaking style and presentation. It's tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Ambience Event Hall. All right, Doctor, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
I learned a lot. I hope some of you picked up something from the conversation, because the idea of being honest and authentic, the idea of finding out who you are, discovering who you are, and then learning to be that person, even though you get resistance. Man, when you reach that point, that's a golden moment in life. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.